It's like everything is going to be okay. Take it one day at a time, one breath at a time, one smile at a time. You are so loved and you are so miraculous. You will get out of this stronger, better, brighter, more magnificent than ever. You got this.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, to Learn, Speak, Teach, powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. If you love to learn, be inspired, and succeed, we're here to speak and teach. I'm your host, Ben Albert. I believe if you're not living, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're withering. And if you're not engaged, we can turn this off right now. Because we here at LST are lifelong learners. And listen, I'm not your guru. I'm an ordinary guy on a journey to learn from the experts. My goal is to host each conversation with a beginner's mindset, learn, and let the experts speak and teach their truths. Join us! Oh yeah, and don't forget to subscribe. This episode is brought to you completely free. Get some stake in the game here. My fee for the show only takes a few moments. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Bonus points! Please leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right, let's get started. Welcome once again, everyone, to Learn, Speak, Teach on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm here today with Jen Zawalski. Jen, what's up? How are you?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm happy to have this. This was one of those things where it's like we need to just click record because you and I could just talk all day about the meaning of life and everything around it. But I'm honored to just kind of sit back and learn from Jen, because for anybody who doesn't know Jen, the Future You Project, the project was started by uplifting one woman. Now it's uplifting the whole nation, recognized all across national news. We'll discuss that in a second. And Jen is on a mission to uplift the world with love, hope, and joy. Let's start with, of course, I want you to tell the story of Future Jen, and people understand what that means in a second. But let's slow down to speed up, because again, you're on national news, you're changing the world, you're like collaborating, helping some big name people, but it wasn't always like that, was it? No, let's start, and I joke about this sometimes, but let's lead with pain. Let's start with where you maybe once were, like where you aspired to go, and then we can kind of have Future Jen come in and no spoiler alerts. I'm just going to let you tell the story.
Thank you so much. I love that. Start with pain. So my story is, it was several years ago, and I was living in Charleston, South Carolina with my family at the time, when I received a phone call from a previous employer asking if I would come back to take what was at the time my dream position, and to be, that would groom me actually into even bigger and better things. And obviously it was the opportunity of a lifetime. Super excited. My family and I decide, okay, we're going to sell our house. We're going to move back to Miami. We load up the car, you know, with the dogs, the three-year-old, all the things. We're going to couch surf with friends until we figure out where we're going to live. And in that process, my husband asks for a divorce. And I was completely shocked and I was terrified. And in my head, I was like, oh my goodness, I start my job tomorrow. Right? We don't have a place to live. My son is only 3 years old. What do I do? And in his defense, he was like, goodness, you know, we've had troubles for years. Everything we own is in boxes. We don't have a place to live yet. Our son is only three. So if we do it and we do it well, then he'll never know the difference. And so he was right, 100%. But it didn't change the fact that it was hard, right? And so what ended up happening was when I settled into my new space, I suddenly went, and I know a lot of people can relate to this, unfortunately, but I suddenly went from being a full-time mother, full-time career woman, and full-time wife to all of a sudden on the evenings when my ex-husband had my son, I was completely alone. Yeah. And it became very clear to me very, very quickly that I had lost my identity to those roles. And I had no idea who I was anymore. I looked in the mirror. I had dark circles under my eyes. I was 75 pounds overweight. As you know, my son was 3 years old. I could barely run 30 seconds to keep up with him. I was so unhealthy. I had struggled with infertility for years before having my son. I was, on a lot of medication for that at the time. I mean, there was just a lot going on with me. I was unhealthy. I was unhappy. And I was lost. Now, about 3 weeks into this process where I'm like literally going, who am I and what am I supposed to do now? I received an anonymous package in the mail, and it was some flowers and some chocolates, and it had a letter. And the letter said, "Hey girl, I know you're going through a really hard time right now, but I just want you to know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Everything's going to be okay. Trust me, I'm you. Hang in there. Hold on to hope. Love, future Jen." And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most thoughtful gift anyone has ever sent me. And I just loved it. But imagine my surprise, Ben, when next week later, like literally 1 week later, I get another gift and letter from future Jen. And this time it's a wine glass and it had my nickname in it, Gen Z, inscribed in it. And it said, "Hey girl, I know it's been a tough week. Fill it up, relax, put your feet up. Everything's going to be okay." And so this ended up happening for 5 weeks in a row, where I would receive a different anonymous gift and letter from my future self. And every time future Jen came, she would encourage me to do something. She'd either, you know, encourage me to hold on to hope, do something to reconnect with joy, and give me confidence that everything was going to be okay, release the mama guilt that I was holding and all the things. And what it ended up doing was it inspired me to look at myself and my life and say, wait a minute, if I'm going to be this amazing future Jen that future Jen says I'm going to be, how am I going to get there? Because right now I'm lost, right? And so that process allowed me to sit with myself, sit in my pain, and look at really deeply and intently where I was and where I wanted to go. And I started to create what I now call the 6 key areas of life. And I started to look at these 6 key areas and I started rating myself. You know, if 1 was I'm completely unhappy or unhealthy in this particular area and 10 was the best, where am I? And I just started getting really, really intentional about how I was living my life and the choices that I was making. And then, and we'll get more into that in a minute, but so fast forward 11 months later, I ran my first ever Spartan race. I lost over 70 pounds. The job that I was being groomed to take over for in 3 years, I got promoted in less than a year. And my whole life has changed because of this inspiration from future Jen, the power of words, right? And I'm walking into my corner office. I'm moving into my new corner office in Miami. And I got a lot of flowers and lovely gifts that day because I got promoted. But in walks this delivery man and he's holding a bonsai tree. And he puts the bonsai tree down on my desk. And the note on the bonsai tree said, "I told you so, future Jen."
Oh my gosh.
And Ben, that's when I knew. Like literally, I saw the Future You logo. I saw the teal colored boxes. I saw everything in my head. I knew in that moment, standing in my new office that day, this needed to be shared with the world. And that I was in for an incredible journey because this was my purpose. This was what I was meant to. Everything was for this reason. Everything that I had gone through and experienced was so that I could share it with others and spread the kind of hope and love and joy that I was so blessed to receive. And so I went home that night and I remember just like feverishly writing down all of the times in someone's life when they could use something like this. The good, the bad, the in-between, you know. I thought about a friend of mine at the time who was battling breast cancer and how amazing it would be to receive these letters of hope from her future self. I thought about my personal infertility struggles and how amazing it would be to hear something like, "Hold on to hope, you know, even miracles take a little time." Mm-hmm. I thought about loss of pets that I had experienced and friends have experienced and loss of loved ones. And I just started building up. And then I thought about the good stuff too, right? You're getting married. This is amazing. You just had a baby. Okay, you're tired, but it's cool. You've got this, you know, the job promotion, all those things that sometimes we don't give ourselves enough time to celebrate and recognize as well, because I really think we don't do a good enough job of that sometimes. Just stop and say, wow, look at how far I've come. Pat on the back. You're amazing, right? Keep going. So anyway, before you knew it, I had 30 themes and I started curating these gift boxes that had these cute little gifts that, you know, mirrored the message of these letters from their future self. And I started building out the Future You project.
Love it. Wow. We'll get into the gifts and some details around it in a second, but
sure.
One thing we didn't touch on is, so you get the first gift from Future Jen. Yeah. 11 months later, you've accomplished so many things that at once maybe didn't even seem imaginable or possible. Yes. You get that bonsai tree. At that time or by that time, did you know who Future Jen was? Or when was the great reveal?
Yeah, great question. The great reveal was with the bonsai tree. Mm-hmm. And in that box, there was a packing slip. And on that packing slip was the name of the girlfriend who was sending it to me all along. And it was my girlfriend, Christy, from Canada. And it was so interesting because for that entire year, I was calling, obviously, all my friends saying, like, was it you? Was it you? Yeah. And I had a group of five girlfriends at the time that we were messaging on Marco Polo. And she was one of them. And I remember distinctly a moment when I was having a video chat with them and I was in my bathtub and they were asking, how are you? And I had this face mask on and, you know, the cucumber sliding down my face while I'm saying, I'm fine, you know, and then it was like, right after that, I started getting the gifts.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, in that moment, right away, I called her and I was like, girl, what you've done, we've got to share this with the world. I mean, this is remarkable, but she's one of those earth angels that is just like, I didn't do it for that. I did it for you. And, you know, and to this day would be denying it was her. She's that amazing. And that's why, like, we, with our gifts, we have options. Like, you can send with love from, or you can send anonymously. I am obviously, I mean, any gift you give anyone is wonderful, but there's something about the anonymous factor of it that's just amazing. So
let's sit with that. First off, great honor to Christy. Like, talk about, a magical person. Yes. I'll put myself on the spot. Like, I like giving gifts and I'll give a gift and I'll be like talking to my girlfriend, like, oh, I got this great gift. This is going to be awesome. They're going to love it. I'm all excited. And what she did anonymously for that long, completely detaching her ego from, look what I'm doing for Jen. Look how great she's doing. That is such a blessing. I don't even know what to say. You know her better than I do. What are your thoughts on how just powerful of a blessing that is?
Oh, I'm telling you, I mean, it changed everything. I mean, and I'm always telling people too, you know, it, and what it taught me is that the greatest gift you could actually give yourself is the gift of generosity. And nobody needs to know about it. That's what true giving actually is. And that's why I call her an earth angel, because I really truly believe that, you know, that gift that she gave me that I can now, through Future You Project, share with the world, the greatest gift was obviously her blessing in creating this opportunity for there to be a ripple effect of true kindness and generosity that's happening now because of her. One kind act has now... it's now every person, like at least one person in every state has received one of these boxes, you know?
Wow. Her one kind act created a tiny ripple that just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then it's in every state, kindness and generosity. This is amazing. I'm going to sidestep just as like a fun fact for people. I was raised Jewish, and in Judaism, there's a term called a mitzvah. And simply put, it's a good deed. And they say the greatest mitzvahs are the ones that can never be repaid. Mm-hmm. And when you're gifting a gift like that technically could be repaid, but when you're gifting anonymously out of the love of your heart, there's no better mitzvah. There's no better deed. It's detached from ego. You're just putting good out in the world. And look what happens. It creates the Future You Project. So that's badass. I love that.
It really is badass. And I'll tell you something else too. I've always been a big fan of words. I believe words are things. I believe words are powerful. I believe words manifest realities as thoughts do, right? And I've always believed that from a very young age. But to be able to experience firsthand what happens when your future self comes back and tells you these particular words. Because at that time, I'm very blessed. I have an amazing support system. I have wonderful friends and family. And everyone was saying, Jen, you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You're strong, this and that. And I was like, oh. And I just was having a really hard time believing it. But when I came back and told myself, girl, wait till you see what's going to come, like what you're going to accomplish, it resonated different. And there's something about when you send a gift like that, if they never know where it comes from, it actually really feels like it's from you versus somebody else. Does that make sense?
Like, it does, yeah.
And the power, to me, the gifts are a beautiful thing and the gift boxes are lovely. I love them, but it's the letter. It's the words, because that is what transcends this gift from flowers or something, anything else, because the letters live on forever, you know? And I have people that I don't even know that will email me and say, I framed it. I've put it on my nightstand, you know, and I get it because I've got my originals right on my cork board by my front door. They're never going anywhere, but they're ingrained in my mind and my memory forever also because they're words, you know?
It's powerful. So you clean off the face, you take off the cucumbers, you get this gift. You're like, future me clearly sees myself in a different light than I see myself right now. You mentioned there was like six questions you asked yourself, or we don't have to go through all of it, but like, where were you in like, what did that process look like to get started in creating what actually became Future Jen?
Thank you so much for asking. So for me, it started with the question of how joyful am I? That was, to me, I think, realizing that true success is how happy and joyous you are. Joyous, not happy, because joy is an inner experience and not an external. And so that was where it started for me was, okay, if I'm going to be this person, then obviously this person is thriving. And what does it mean to thrive? And thrive means being joyous no matter what. And so that's when I started with the, okay, well, how joyous am I? And I rated myself, you know, I said one is just completely miserable. 10 is I've never been happier in my life. And I rated myself a 2. And I knew that that was an issue. But because I was so lost, because I didn't know who I was anymore, because I didn't know what my hobbies were when I weren't in these roles, I had no idea where to even begin. So what I did is I got this little pocketbook that I now, thanks to our friend Dave Mamano, call the Joy Journal.
Okay.
But I didn't call it that at the time. It was just this little pocketbook. And I said to myself, okay, Jen, just be aware, right? Throughout the day, anything that makes you smile, write it down in this book. And then every night, read it and make yourself a promise that you will do more of that tomorrow. And so that was my process. And wouldn't you know, literally, then the next day I take this pocketbook into work. I'm in the lunchroom and a work colleague of mine, there's some salsa music playing, and he starts grabbing me and we were dancing in the lunchroom. And I had this big smile on my face and I went, oh, I got to write that down. You know? So I went back into my office. I put it in my joy journal because I used to work on cruise ships. And I remember the dancers used to always try to dance with me, and I'm a terrible dancer, but I always am smiling when I'm trying. Right.
Okay.
So I went home that night and I got online and I found a dance instructor that would come to my home and teach me how to salsa dance every Monday night for a year. And I made sure that we were taking the lessons in my kitchen, because I remember right after I got separated, one of the first evenings I was alone in my new home, I like fell on the fetal position on the floor in my kitchen. And I just had this moment, right? And I thought, well, if that's where I fell, that's where I will rise. And so that is where I started having these dance lessons, right in my kitchen. And that was number one. And then the next, like, I don't know, 2-3 days later, I'm out for brunch with a girlfriend. And she said, hey, so guess what? I signed up for this Spartan. And I was like, what's that? And she's like, well, it's this amazing thing where you like run for a minute and then you stop and you do these crazy hard obstacles. And I was like, oh, running for a minute sounds great.
That's the easiest part.
But I knew that one of my pillars was health, you know, physical and mental health was one. And like, you know, I was struggling to keep up with my son. I was massively overweight. So wrote it down, went home, looked up Spartan, and I signed up for a Spartan race in Asheville, North Carolina, because I thought, why not throw in some Blue Ridge Mountains? And then I started training with this like ninja trainer guy. And 7 months later, I completed my first ever Spartan race and I lost 70 pounds and I like completely unrecognizable inside and out, because doing something like that will build your confidence like nothing else. And I remember, Ben, I was petrified. I flew there. I've never done anything like that in my life. There were thousands of people. I was so intimidated. I was so nervous. I didn't even know where to register, you know, to get my stuff. And it was just the most remarkable experience of my life. So this joy journal is where it started. And then that's when I got really intentional about, okay, well, so there's, you know, physical and mental health, there's family and relationship fulfillment, there's work and career satisfaction, there's financial health and independence, there's spiritual wellness, and there was community contributions. And that's why the Future You logo is the lotus flower, because, and it's a 6-petal lotus flower, because the lotus flowers, as you know, they rise from murky waters and blossom into something beautiful. And then the 6 petals represent the 6 key areas of life. Because when you nourish the 6 key areas of life, you can flourish. And then the inside of the lotus flower is a diamond shape, because then when you do that, that's where you find joy. And that you can share with the world and shine it on your light onto the world. So I'm very passionate about that, obviously, as you can see. Yeah.
Yes, yes, and yes. Let's do something fun. If you agree, let's do something fun for the show notes. Yes. If you can send me a before picture.
Yeah.
And then a current picture.
Sure.
I've seen like a picture of you from back in the day, and it's almost like you've gotten younger with time. Now, yes. Like current Jen is just like happier and healthier than ever, it seems like. I didn't know you back then, but just seeing the before and after really can like, it's just the transformation's incredible.
And I swear to you, like, I have physically changed. Like
your physiology?
All of it. It's amazing. And I truly believe it is the joy within me that has transformed me. More than the exercise, more than the water. You know, obviously I make these choices and meditation and all these things. I'm a big believer in it. But you can change your life, like, literally. Everything about your life. You have the power. You are so miraculous. We as human beings are so miraculous. We can literally do anything we dream for ourselves. And when you realize that, whoa, you know? So that's my mission now with Future You Project. We've got the gift boxes, obviously, was kind of like the first pillar.
Yeah.
But my life's purpose is to help people understand what I was able to learn through my process, the people, the resources, the programs, the gifts, all of the things, right? Anyone who has personally helped me, you're going to find me recommending them on Future You Project. We've got virtual seminars where I bring in friends that have personally helped me. We've got the community where I'm having amazing conversations and we're doing workshops and we're having, you know, intimate experiences with people who have personally helped me or someone I love. Like, it's all about how can I connect people with the people they need in their life, right? Right now that I know can help them get to the next best version of their future self, right? And how can we inspire others to help others too? Like, the big thing is, like, let's create a better future for ourselves, others, and the world. And we can do that. We are capable together. We can do so much
together. Completely correct me if this is a misconception or wrong, but I almost feel like gifts is really just a vehicle. It's a tool for something bigger. Way bigger than any one gift. It's
100%.
It's just a vehicle for this huge mission you're on.
Correct. You're 100% right. Yeah. It's one piece, right? Of a very big puzzle.
Love this.
Puzzle. Yeah. Yeah.
So for the entrepreneurs out there, I've said this before, I think entrepreneurship sometimes over glorified. Some people are just like, I'm just going to quit, throw everything away. Like, I'm going to do things aligned with my purpose. And then they throw away their career and it's a struggle. It's difficult.
Yes.
You kind of alluded to that you had started Future You Project while you were still in a corporate position. So talk through like that transformation from being full-time and starting this on the side, not just like throwing away the full-time job overnight. Like, what was the transformation of like starting this on the side and then leading into it being like your full-time purpose and passion?
So I will absolutely go through that. And I almost feel like we could do a whole other hour conversation about this topic alone,
we
might have to, because I'll tell you, so my experience was, obviously, I just got this promotion and it was a big job. I was overseeing this company in the cruise industry. And you know what the cruise, what the world went through with the pandemic, but the cruise industry took a really big hit, right?
Yeah.
So I step into this role about 6 months before the pandemic hits, and I'm working on this on the side. And so my life at that time looked like, and remember, I'm a mom too, right? So the days I would have my son, you know, it was like, so I had this full-time job from, let's say, 8 a.m. till, let's be realistic, 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, right? Then it's the bed, bath, book routine with my son, put him to bed. And then it was Future You Project till about 1 a.m. And then I would get about 3-4 hours of sleep. I'd wake up at 4:30, and I would start working on that until my son woke up at 7 and rinse, repeat. And I did that for almost a year. And what happened halfway through that year was the pandemic hits. And then all of a sudden, you know, my industry, we have crew members all over the world that need to get safely home. And there was just a whole lot of things happening there. I could not leave. But at the same time, we had just launched the website, and I get a little bit of media, and the media starts hearing this story. And imagine this, Ben, suddenly the whole world is in transition and needs this message. And so I'm getting more media than, to be honest with you, I had the infrastructure to be able to handle, right? And so I was playing this little game, and I had my responsibilities on one end, and I had this business that was just taking off overnight on another. And so eventually I had to make a decision. And so I decided, okay, well, obviously this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm leaving a little bit sooner than I probably anticipated, but you know, at that time, then everything was shut down. Everyone was safely home. And so I was able to do that, but it was a unique time. And I would say that if things were a little different, Ben, I probably would have done it a little bit differently. And I would have stayed in my corporate job even longer. Mm-hmm. Because I've now put on this stress that maybe wasn't necessary from a financial standpoint. And then you know, as an entrepreneur, there's a fine line. Like, you don't want to be too stressed about money, you know? So that's my take on it. But I'd like, without getting into too much detail and going in an hour about it, but there's, you know, you've done it. It's a process. I do believe at some point you have to go all in, but it should be very calculated. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I got super lucky. I don't know how calculated my decision was, but the 20-second version is the number one product we sold was video production, and it was all across the nation. Yeah. So there was no travel and there was no in-person video. So I laughed when you mentioned, you know, the tourism industry, like if we can't even like fulfill our clients' orders, people aren't getting on cruises. I am, you know, just humbled enough that so much had happened in my life that it was the right time. If COVID had happened 5 years ago, I don't know what I would have done with it. I mean, I was pretty miserable the first few months of COVID. I was drinking myself into a stupor. I was in a bad place, but I was in a perfect time in my life with all my experiences, all my skills, all my talents and gifts to try entrepreneurship. And then I was successful, but a lot of people see that I was successful in a year and all these things. And I went all in. Yeah. And the misconception is that I just decided to be successful in a year. It was forced on to me. And, you know, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, had prepared me for the opportunity to hone that gift. But does that make sense? This isn't about me.
No, it totally makes sense. And I am a big believer, Ben, that, you know, everything happens for a reason, right? And everything happens exactly as it's supposed to. Mm. So I wouldn't change anything. And I believe that whatever lessons I've had to learn along the way were because I was supposed to learn them. But you know, if I was mentoring someone new, perhaps that wanted to start a new business and had some flexibility to give themselves a little more time before jumping all in, I would. And I would say, build a little bit of a team first, you know, like for me, I think because of all of the nuances of my organization, there are just so many different, as you can see, pieces to it that, you know, I maybe would have had a different structure to start with than I do now. No regrets, you know, but I definitely, you know, I think sometimes though, you know, you are just thrown into things and if it's meant to work, it works, and with hard work, obviously, you know?
If it doesn't work, it's a great opportunity and experience for the next time you're thrown into something. You can do it right the next time.
Yeah.
We'll have to do like another 10-part series specifically on this.
Seriously. I know.
Personally, I love big picture. I love nuance. I love the story. But I know listeners want the visual of like what these boxes look like, what's in them. So let's get as microscopic as we'd like. Sure.
Okay.
Let's say I'm going online and I'm looking up Future You Project. Is it just futureyouproject.com?
Yes, it is.
So someone can actually quite literally do it while we talk about it. We'll kind of guide you across every little nook and cranny. What am I looking for? What can I expect? What's in these boxes? Are they customizable? Take it any way you want.
I love you so much. So when you go to futureyouproject.com, you're going to see on the menu bar, you'll see our Get Inspired programs. So that would be our keynotes, our workshops, our seminars, you know, all of those things, recommended books, all those things live there. Then you see Future You Gifts. And under Future You Gifts, you'll find 5-week gift experiences, which are exactly what Christy did for me. That's every week for 5 weeks, a letter and a gift, starting with smaller gifts, working your way up to the gift box. Then you have the Future You Gift boxes, which is a one-time delivery. So my recommendation is consider what the reason why you're sending these and what the need is, right? Because some experiences require the repetition. It's so important. If someone's going through a major transition in their life or something incredibly difficult, it takes more than one message to let that resonate. So I strongly recommend the 5-week program based on something like that. Now, if someone just had a baby and they're exhausted and they're wondering if they're doing everything right, send them the Tired as a Mother box, you know, where their future self is going to say, you will sleep again and you are doing a great job. That's enough, right? It's perfect. So you've got the 5 weeks and you've got the one-time delivery. And then we have comfort coins, which are also amazing. And they're just a little pewter coin on a card. And it will say something along the lines of, you know, carry this in your pocket as a daily reminder of whatever that message is that you want to hear. And it comes with a little letter as well. So it depends. There's something literally for everyone, every experience and every budget. And you're going to find that under Future You Gifts.
That's awesome.
And then we have a marketplace that is, if you just want to send, you know, an inspirational gift, a motivational mug or something cute like that. They do not come with the letters though, but you know, we've been told that that was something that they wanted as an option. So we launched that too. And then the last thing I will say, which I highly recommend, well, two things. One, sign up for the newsletter because you will receive 3 free gifts in 3 days. And they're gifts.
Cool.
So please, while you're on the site, sign up for the newsletter. And then we have a community, which is jam-packed full of perks, which includes opportunities to network with motivational speakers and authors and personal development coaches and experts. It includes, you know, one-on-ones with me. It includes, you know, amazing savings throughout the year on gifts. So like, there's just a lot of perks to signing up for the community. That is like my number one recommendation.
Love that. And I sign up just right through the website.
On the website. Everything's
join the community.
There.
It's all right there.
Yep.
Easy peasy. And I'll add that to the description, the show notes. So it's easy for people to find. Out of curiosity, I kind of have to whisper in case she's listening, but is there romantic gifts or not yet? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So there's a couple things I want to do. I want to, I think like, you know, like a proposal type gift would be cute. I think something for couples would be really great. I also want to do something for kids.
Oh yeah.
I think like that would be really special. Especially, you know, like for, you know, certain milestones for children, or, you know, graduations, even if it's like grade 6, you just graduated grade 6, you're a rock star, you know, whatever. But yeah, nothing yet at the moment, but there's things like, you know, You Are So Loved.
Mm-hmm.
Have that. That just, if you just want, just because you want someone to feel special and you love them, you can send them something like that.
Love it. Love it. And you can't have a gift for everything. There's a billion different gifts we could do.
Yeah.
Literally just, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Powerful.
And we customize. So you can always email us at getinspired@futureyouproject.com. We do a lot of customization. And I will tell you from a customization standpoint, for anyone who's listening, who has a team or a company, that our corporate gifting program is incredible. We have an onboarding program that would just rock your world. That is like, can you imagine someone starts with your organization and they get these messages and tiny gifts for like 5-6 weeks in a row as they're starting with the organization? Imagine how that would make them feel. Telling them that they are, you know, the company is so lucky to have them and they're going to accomplish so much within this team, and that, you know, wait till they see where this opportunity is going to take them within the organization, and like just all of these incredible messages. That's pretty cool stuff.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Jen, in a moment, we'll go to the rapid fire round. They're short, sweet, random questions that just squeeze in all at once. But I want to make sure we have space for a bigger question here.
Okay.
So future Jen.
Yeah.
So future Jen from who Jen is today. Mm-hmm. Who is future Jen? Well, what are you looking to accomplish? Who do you look to be? I presume you haven't reached the end destination yet. You're still evolving and growing. Do you think you'll be in the future?
I sincerely hope to be in a position where I can make very big impacts in the world, work with influential people that are like-minded, you know, heart-centered people. I see myself, I hope, you know, on my vision board, I'm having dinner with Sarah Blakely and I'm, you know, having conversations with people who genuinely want to make an impact and leave a legacy and help in any way that I can in helping them accomplish that as well.
How can we help that come to fruition? How can I help you?
Do you know Sarah Blakely?
Not yet. Not yet.
Can you call her and tell her I'm here? No, you know, look, I do believe in the divine timing of things. I believe that the right people, and I pray, you know, that I am a very spiritual person. And so I pray daily that the right people will come into my life at the right times to help me in fulfilling this mission. And I don't think it's a mission that's mine alone. I think there are a lot of people out there in the world that want to accomplish exactly what I do. We're just doing it in maybe different, unique ways. So anyone that can be brought into my life that can help me and I can help them, and together we're stronger and we make a bigger impact, bring it. That's what I want.
I love that. I forget her name. So the original future Jen who sent that gift, what was her name again?
Christy.
So Christy is a great example. So you start a ripple. I don't think anyone's going to be upset whether they get credit for it or not. Like if we collectively can impact and change the world, there's going to be Christies, there's going to be Jens, maybe there'll be Bens. There's a lot of mentors in my life. There's Rudy Wrightskins, who's a mutual Ben. He's been on the podcast. There's David Mamano and Amberly Lago. Yeah. We collectively are making this impact. So this isn't just Jens' mission. It's all our mission, correct?
Correct. That's how I feel about it, you know, and I'm just a tiny piece of that. So just the more people I hope I can, you know, have, you know, attract the right people and be attracted to the right people. And that, you know, again, that together we're doing, you know, we're just making more of an impact because it can't be done alone. That's one of my biggest beliefs and one of our biggest whys at Future You Project is life is not meant to be done alone. It is not. So, you know, this is not a one person mission in my eyes. Yeah.
Let's keep rocking and rolling. The rapid fire round, a lot of these questions are just silly, goofy, either or, fill in the blank, or you can just say pass. I joke that it's like Family Feud, that it's rapid, but it's like, whose line is it anyway? Because the points don't matter. It's completely subjective. You're going to win the game regardless.
Fantastic. Can I tell you Family Feud is one of my favorite shows ever? Okay, go.
It's incredible. Literally, my two favorite shows are Family Feud as a game show specifically, and I like Whammy or Press Your Luck, but that was old.
Yeah, that was way back. Yeah,
I love Family Feud, but I love Whose Line Is It Anyway scoring system because the points don't matter, but they still attribute points, and then they just pick a winner. And every day, I just pick the guest as the winner, so you're gonna win regardless.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna win! I'm so excited.
All right. In theory, I could pick myself, but I've never done that before. Cats or dogs?
Flip it. Today, let's make you the winner, no matter what. Okay?
Deal.
Okay, go.
But I'm the one in charge. So cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Are you a morning person?
Yes, now.
So for context, where are you calling out of? And then tell us your favorite time of year.
I am in Boca Raton, Florida. My favorite time of year is Christmas.
Christmas time.
Holiday season. Yeah.
Who is your favorite? Who's your hero, live or dead? It can be a superhero or no one we've talked about, but
my hero is Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou. Why Maya Angelou?
I think that she is one of the greatest gifts that the planet has ever received in all time.
We could do a whole 50-part series on Maya Angelou.
Yeah.
We'll do one more kind of bigger one. What is something that most people, even like friends of yours, don't know about you that we might be interested in learning?
Most people don't know how much I love watching people break dance.
Okay.
I just love it. It's just one of those weird facts. Yeah, give me some street art and some break dancers all day long.
I'm going to somehow, spoiler alert. See, this is me trying to give a gift and telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a way. I'm just putting this out in the world because someone can help me. We need to get a break dance session in your kitchen.
I would lose my mind. I would lose my mind. You don't even know. Yeah, I just freak out. I just think. You know, when my talking about favorite shows, so you think you can dance. Oh, gosh, I love that show.
It's a good one.
Some good dancers on there. Yeah.
Jen, did we miss it? We covered a lot of territory. I feel like we could do a 10-part series.
Seriously.
You never know. If someone's struggling right now, and obviously I hope that there's someone that can come and lend them a hand, but maybe they're struggling and they need help and they're listening to the show. What would you say to that person who might be struggling right now?
I would say, obviously everything is going to be okay. Take it one day at a time, one breath at a time, one smile at a time. You are so loved and you are so miraculous. You will get out of this stronger, better, brighter, more magnificent than ever. You got this.
Tell us one more time how to stay in touch and make a friend, Jen.
FutureYouProject.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. Sign up. Please sign up for our community. I'm telling you, this is a new thing, the community, and it's going to go big places, and we're going to be connecting you with amazing people. We're going to have accountability partners. We're going to really link arms in this community. We're going to do something great. So join, please.
And you just might find me there, guys. I'm not in there yet, but I'll be in there. So if you're uncomfortable messaging Jen straight up, you can message me, reach out to me. And it sounds like collectively we can go kick some ass and make a better future.
I love it. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, Jen. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to Learn, Speak, Teach, powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. You need to go subscribe if you haven't yet. This show is completely free. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right. Thanks once more for listening to LST. I am so grateful. Talk to you soon.